for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Do you know Amy has made Instagram accounts for her kids already?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Like individually? There are two of them?
Yeah. I haven't posted anything on them. They're just for them so that when they get here, they already have them. Because their legit names were already taken. So I had to kind of play around and use like an underscore. But whatever. At least they have them. So when they're ready to start using them, we're good to go.
If you're new to the show, Amy has two kids. They're living in Haiti. She's adopted them. We're just waiting for whatever paperwork to go through. By the way, we've been waiting for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And apparently the whole country's on strike. The judges are on strike.
Well, the whole country is back in order. It's fine. It's just the judges. They're holding out for more money. It's not like a country shakedown or anything.
What's the latest on your kids?
That's the latest. My kids are healthy, doing great. They're fine. But... you know, until these key judges who sign off the paperwork go back to work. There could be a small window where our paperwork makes it through if, like, one of the judges comes in for a day or so.
He's like, I'm bored.
So I don't know.
Do you think you will have them by Christmas?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, originally, remember my agency told me September, October at the latest. Well, okay, so.
But we're there. We're already there.
We're there.
Yeah.
So I think with the little judge holdup, their little vacation that they're on until they get more money. We're still in that window. Yes. If I do not have them before Christmas, I don't even know. I might pick up and just have to move to Haiti. Like, right. I need them in my life.
Okay. Let's get her a Campbell suit, Campbell string, and we'll do the show like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Minor problem. Yeah. I know I do the
technology,
show.
Yeah.
But my daughter's 10, and I totally see her starting Instagram, like, soon.
Yeah. Anyway, Amy got her kids' Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
That was the whole point.
That's it.
Follow her. You should follow them. They have no pictures yet.
What are their names?
If you guys can follow
them. Oh, I thought you were talking about the listeners.
And then all people have to do is go see who we're following and then follow them.
But it's a private account. They would have to accept you as their friend.
Then accept everybody. I got a piece of gum for the class. You know what I mean?
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Frida is a yellow lab. Have you seen this? Frida saved 12 people from the rubble following the Mexican earthquakes. She's a member of the Mexican Navy K-9 unit. She saved 12 people after the earthquakes hit in just the last few weeks.
Oh, wow.
She wears black booties and goggles so dust doesn't get in her eyes, and she rummages through the rubble. In her lifetime, Frida, the lab, has saved 53 people, and she locates victims constantly, smells them,
wow.
Locates them. And it's
that's
like she's in like fatigues to protect her feet and goggles
out.
And eyes. Yes, isn't that awesome?
Love it.
So, Frida the Lab, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in California. A passenger jet had an emergency landing at the Fresno airport. There was smoke in the cabin. Plane did land safely. Nobody was injured. They said it was a mechanical problem. In other news, Anthony Weiner, the former New York congressman, he was sentenced to 21 months in prison. And finally, in weather news, Hurricane Maria, it's offshore, but it's going to bring rain and strong winds to North Carolina and parts of the coast over the next couple of days.
Here's your ridiculous thing of the day. Some schools are now banning the concept of having a best friend. Instead, they want students to focus on bonding with all their classmates. Also, for projects, they have to pick a partner they've never had before.
Well, that's not new.
That bottom part doesn't bother me.
No.
But real life, you have people you're closer to than just everybody.
Yeah.
Like, we all don't get along with everybody.
Yeah.
It's okay to have best friends. It's okay to have confidants. Yeah, that's a really dumb thing, huh?
Yeah.
You talk about overly PC. And I'm all for exposing kids to new things and, hey, you should try and learn. Like, but to say no best friends because you need to bond with everyone, like, that's not getting you ready for real life.
No, that's not real life at all.
Scientists say that our body, if healthy, should live to about 114 years old.
Okay, I'm on it.
That means...
Wow.
That's old.
That's real old.
You know what the most common headline I see on the news? Because I read the news every morning. World's oldest person dies.
Yeah.
I see that one a lot.
Is that news that, like, is that... That's going to happen, right?
Like, every time I see it, I'm like, here's another one. But it's pretty common.
Some people, I wonder if they got to be the world's oldest person for, like, an hour.
That's a quick one. They have to verify now because people just lie.
Yeah, I know. In these other countries, they lie.
They have these things called beer baths. They say you should take a beer bath because beer is loaded with nutrients that soften your skin, and the hops can boost your circulation and relax your muscles. So beer baths are so popular in Europe that you can go to a beer spa. They even have swimming pools filled with beer.
Ooh.
Wow.
Gross.
It does seem gross. Listen, I've never tasted beer, and it smells bad, and it seems sticky. But I wouldn't want to get in anything that's sticky
right
on you. Of course, Amy's going
to
be like,
I would do it for soft skin. Yeah.
Would you, though?
Yeah, I will. Do you want me to?
Yes, please.
How much
show
beer
us.
Would I
that's
have
a
to
lot
buy?
Of beer in your bathtub.
Sounds expensive.
The $350 Levi jacket is available today. It will use sensors in the sleeve, and you control your phone with your sensors in your sleeve. Like, there's little things on your sleeve where you can hit and go,
so you're
you
just
know,
like,
Siri... what's the weather, phone skip, all
that's
of that.
So cool.
Into the jean jacket.
It's like Back to the Future.
So you can be denim.
Look cool.
And be cool. Like, it's like, you know, keep it country, but keep it tech at the same time. You know what I mean?
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Tuesday positivity. It's me, your buddy Bobby. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Amy, give me some good news.
Well, there's this little girl, she's fighting cancer, and she keeps her mind off her own problems by seeking donations of warm socks for other sick kids in the hospital. And she's raised 2,300 pairs of socks, which cold feet is a legit real thing when you're in the hospital, and it's super cool that she took it on as a 12-year-old when she has her own issues.
Lunchbox!
A 9-year-old girl was at Girl Scouts, and they were learning life-saving information, so later that day, her mom and her in a wreck. She is able to pull her mom from the car, call 911, all because of what she learned at Girl Scouts.
Wow.
Dang. Okay, well, here's a mom in San Antonio named Kimberly, and she's been taking her couponing skills and using it for diapers, baby food, hygiene products, all for hurricane victims, and she's been doing it for so long. And so she had a rundown car, and so the people at the store and the store all got together and bought her a new car.
Wow.
Also got with the car dealer, and they got her a $15,000 Kia Rio sedan.
Whoa, that's so cool.
So she'd been collecting people for so long, and
they noticed
she had been struggling. Yeah. So they got the car dealer. They got everyone involved and helped her out. Ah, look at that. Man, good news. Positivity. That's what it's all about.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones.
Show.
It's a story about the snake. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the woman goes inside the restaurant. She gets bit by the snake as soon as she walks in.
Oh.
Copperhead got her.
No.
I mean, goosebumps. You're sitting down to eat and then a snake bites you?
Yeah, she was bitten by a snake as she walked in. In Virginia, she went into the Longhorn Steakhouse and she was like, oh, my foot. And she reached down and she had been bitten several times by an 8-inch long copperhead, which, by the way, is not that big of a snake, but it's still a copperhead. That's still a poisonous snake.
Yeah.
It's still a snake, and I'm not trying to take away anything from it, but 8 inches is not that big. It's, in your mind, everybody's going, big snake, going,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, because you might be thinking, how did they miss that?
Right. It's a small snake, but still, the snake got in, and people are like, how did it get in? There are many ways to get in. It getting in through food transfer, it getting in through, you're bringing things in.
The door.
Doors open.
Yep.
But all that being said, she got bit by a snake in a restaurant.
Oh.
She said the pain was excruciating. She was taken to the hospital. They gave her antivenom, and she spent the next 5 days in the hospital.
Ooh.
A spokesman for... That's how serious
five
it is.
5 days?
A spokesman for Longhorn said the restaurant chain is providing all the assistance it can. Like, if she don't get free steaks for life... Like, oh my goodness.
Ooh.
Once my little sister was in a pizza place, and we were young, and the door fell on her in the bathroom.
Oh no.
She pulled the door, and the whole door fell on her. And hurt her real bad.
And so the pizza place was like,
we were so poor, we didn't know. We didn't know the difference.
Oh,
they
no.
gave us free dinner, and she we, that was it. But she had like bills and stuff.
Free dinner for that night, or
that
for
dinner me? That night. Yeah.
Oh.
But we didn't like really. We didn't know the difference. We didn't know about suing, and so we were just happy to get like $14 of free pizza. But she was hurt for a while.
Dang, that's crazy.
Not as crazy as snake biting someone though. Like she walked in like I'm gonna give me some Longhorn Steakhouse mashed potatoes.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Darius Rucker has teamed up with Charles Kelly, Jason Aldean, and Luke Bryan for a song on his new album. Darius says logistics kept them from singing the song together in the studio, so they recorded their parts separately, but the song comes together nicely.
Yeah, it's an old song, too. It's a cover song.
Yeah, so. Straight to Hell. That's what it's called.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Kids listening. Go ahead.
Reba McEntire, she just signed on with a deal with Justin Boots to design her own line. The collection is inspired by her life, and there's going to be casual boots, booties, classic Western boots, and should be in stores really, really soon.
I'm glad she could find some work.
She probably needed
the money.
I know. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Georgia. A family drove 12 hours on vacation. They're real excited to get there, pull up in the hotel parking lot, and accidentally hit the gas, drive right through the fence, into the swimming pool.
Oh, no.
Not a good start to the vacation.
That gas and brake issue.
No, it's not an issue. I've driven for...
No, I don't have it, but... Seems
21
like-
years I've driven, and I've never driven the car into a pool or a house.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. But still...
Look at it.
Yeah, that stinks, man. Everybody got out, right?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
No, there's no gas and brake issue, Aim.
Well, I mean, we just have stories often, you know? Of like
from you,
not
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I don't make that mistake.
Yeah.
Only once is minor.
Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
This town says if you're 16, you cannot go trick or treat, and if you do, we'll fine you $200. How do you feel about that? Lots of people want to talk, and I'll go to Megan in Newport, North Carolina. Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Your thoughts?
I think it is an awesome thing because my 4-year-old last year when I took him trick-or-treating, the teams knocked him down because they don't care about the little kids. They care about the candy. And they just basically run over the little kids for the candy. Yeah. So I think it's awesome. That way the little kids can actually enjoy trick-or-treating.
Teenagers can go buy their own candy. A 4-year-old can't go get a job and get its own candy. I agree with you, Megan. I'm on Team Megan. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let me take another one here. Hello, Jennifer in Virginia Beach.
I personally think if they're willing to dress up and they can behave themselves, go for it. Let them do it. I mean, in Virginia Beach, the cutoff is 12.
Oh, I'm okay with 12.
None of my kids can do it.
Like, that's borderline. 12 is even borderline for me. Like, you're in junior high.
Wow.
Like, you're knocking on people's doors begging for candy. By the way, let's just not beg for candy anymore. I'd say cut all trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Yeah, we just hand out free stuff all the time.
So I have a question for
what?
You, though.
What?
Sometimes younger siblings, like, so the parents stay home and hand out candy. They go trick-or-treating with the older siblings, so they have someone watching over them. So
that's
if you've
different.
Got a 13-year-old...
Your kid, if your kid's walking with other kids,
okay.
And he's not trick-or-treating, and have a bag of candy or a mask, that's fine.
Okay.
So there's no reason a 16-year-old should be trick-or-treating, unless they're out causing trouble. That's all.
Okay.
And not only one more opinions, just my opinion. Kimberly and Cape, just kidding. Cape Girl. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi there.
What do you think?
I think that there is no issue with 16-year-olds going out trick-or-treating. My daughter is an honor student. She is working on getting her associate's degree while she is in high school, and she wants to go trick-or-treating with her friends. I think there's no issue with it.
Doesn't she have better things to do at 16 years old than to go out and knock on doors and beg for mini paydays?
You're not begging.
Yes, you are. That's what that is. Knock. Twinkle tweet.
Friends stayed home and watched a whole bunch of scary movies. But this year they want to go out, and I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And then again, what's the point that Amy had? What about the parents or the older siblings that get dressed up to take out their younger siblings or children?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Eddie, how do you feel about teenagers? 16-year-olds out trick-or-treating while you're out there with your kids.
I don't like it. They're up to no good. And, like, if they're going to go with, like, their siblings or whatever, don't ask for candy. Just go supervise like a parent would.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you see them pull up, and they're all loud, and, like, they're laughing. They come with their plastic bags, and they cut in front of kids. No, stay at home.
Like, anyone with kids,
That's me or Eddie. We're like, yeah. There's just no need for... Unless 16-year-olds, for the most part, had to cause trouble on trick-or-treat night.
Oh.
Otherwise, they go to parties.
See, I'm not picturing or they watch movies. Look, but okay.
Because you don't cause trouble.
Well, maybe they just have a five-house limit.
See, now we're talking about okay.
You get to go to five houses and then
you
go
get
to
a stamp every house.
Yes.
And on your fifth stamp,
mm-hmm, you get your five pieces of candy and then you go to someone's house and you have a little party.
Here's one more. How about this? Joseph, you disagree with me. Go ahead. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm just calling to weigh in. Honestly, it kind of rubs me the wrong way that lawmakers are taking the time out of their day to say, hey, if a 16-year-old is trick-or-treating, let's charge them $200. I don't know. I don't think that's their job, honestly.
I think it's like if a kid's out loitering when he shouldn't be hanging out past 8 p.m. I mean, I think it's to make other people safe. I think lawmakers' job is to make other people safe, including young kids. So these are city lawmakers, too. And it's not like they got a lot to do in a small town.
Well, then why not just say, hey, if you're 16, behave while you're trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I like that word.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, behave. We should just throw that rule out there generally. Everyone, just behave. Hey, thank you for the call.
Yeah, let's try that. Everybody, today, behave. If you were thinking about breaking the law, don't.
There you go. She has spoken, everyone. The end.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
We're talking about kids after age 16 not being able legally to go trick-or-treating. And 16, you're basically an adult. You can almost vote. You can go beg for candy. And Eddie's got two young kids, and he's like, teenagers, they're just trouble out there when they're trick-or-treating. And not all of them, but we're talking about most. And I'm surprised you guys don't think they're casing your houses, by the way. As much as you guys think everybody's casing houses, I'm surprised you guys never go, well, I bet they're casing our house.
No.
No, I think adults do it. Not yeah. 16-year-olds
don't. Well, they're almost adults.
No, but they're not yet.
Danielle in Boston, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
So I'm a high school teacher, and I think I don't want my students growing up that quickly. If I prefer them to be out trick-or-treating and having a nice wholesome night than getting drunk at parties or doing things that are way too old for 16-year-olds to do. So I say have a good wholesome night trick-or-treating. Don't cause trouble. But I take my elementary school son out anytime with those kids.
You know, I don't, and I appreciate the call. I don't think that's mutually exclusive. You don't have a kid who's going to go, instead of partying, I shall go trick-or-treating. They're probably going to do both. They're probably going to trick-or-treat, go get a bunch of candy.
Then party.
Yeah, you're not going to not party to go trick-or-treating. Like, if you wanted a party, you're going to party.
Oh, what?
That's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, they're just too big to be running around when there are 3-year-olds walking around. That's my whole point.
Okay.
And they wouldn't make this law if kids weren't getting hurt. Like, this wouldn't be an issue.
Well, I need to see stats on children or 16-year-olds getting hurt.
Not 16.
None of the kids.
No, the kids.
The
young ones. Young kids are getting hurt.
I need stats on 16-year-olds that have hurt kids.
All right. Okay, you don't.
I just think it's silly.
I don't.
I do. You're making me agree with Lunchbox.
and that's enough for you to go, I probably shouldn't be right. Eddie's a parent. He's seen his kids get run over by bigger kids.
It's weird. Like, you see the big kids show up, and you just grab your kids like, okay, hold on. Let's skip this house. There's kids, like, going to that house.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Okay.
I mean, I was a kid once, too. I don't recall getting run over by big kids.
Yeah.
If a majority of parents say if they saw their kid behaving badly on a playground, obviously they'd stop them, but would they stop someone else's child?
Ooh,
Eddie's had that predicament.
I have. I don't mess with other kids. I've done it once, and it's a weird thing.
A majority of mothers would. 60% of the moms polled said it's okay to scold other people's kids.
Man, weird.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't mess with OPP.
Other people's
property.
Yeah,
and the kids.
Yeah, this kid was spraying me at the pool, and I had to tell him, stop. Stop it right now. And then I was like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
If he's spraying you, though.
Yeah, I know.
You should have just whooped him.
No.
Yeah, and you only said stop.
Yeah, but I was like, stop it right now.
How
stop
old was the
it.
Kid?
He was probably 10.
It's kind of too old.
But then I looked around like, where are his parents? They must see him spraying me.
If he was like 4, I would understand. 10, he's just being obnoxious.
Yeah, I know. And he left, too. He's like, uh-oh.
Grown man yelling at me. Scared of you.
Why is the
grown man at the pool yelling at me?
Why is the old man yelling at me? Oh, was he spraying you with like it just his hand?
Nah, it was one of those fountains that goes straight up, and he had his foot on it, and it angled it right towards me where I was sitting.
What a punk!
I know, man. I got so angry.
What a punk kid!
Stop it right now!
What if that was your kid doing that to somebody?
I would tell him like, stop! Don't do that. I'm sorry. And then I would apologize to the parent.
What if another parent told your kid to stop and he was spraying?
I'd be upset. Yeah, I don't like this. You can scold your kids, but other parents, I don't like that.
So the parent should come up to you and be like, hey, sir, your kid is over there doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
And let the parent take care of it.
So you regret saying stop
it. Oh, man. As soon as I said it, I'm like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Then what do you do?
I just left it.
You just walked away.
Walked away.
I'm out. Good night, everybody. Exactly. See you tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, by the way, I'm done with all the calls about Halloween. My final say is that if you can drive, you don't need to be trick-or-treating for Kit Kats. Like, if you can drive up, you don't need to be trick-or-treating. I'm not saying it's right. But I'm saying I agree with the city. Amy does not. Amy thinks that, heck, you can fly an airplane, land it, and get out and go, get candy, please.
You don't have to even drive around. You can just walk around with your friends, get candy.
Okay, cool. So, we agree to disagree.
Yep.
Cool. How about this? And now I want to give you this, never going to get it. And then this one's a funny one. A survey found that 4 out of 10 women think their husbands do this when no one's around, right?
Gosh, it can be so many things.
I'm just going to throw that out there because I'm going to come back to it in a minute. But it's pretty much half of women think when nobody's around, their husbands do this, right? Now, I do have a smile on my face because of what the answer is. So I'll leave it at that for right now, and we'll come back to it. I think you guys are going to laugh. So, and I don't want to give you too much of it, but there's that. Amy has shingles on her face. And what shingles are, it's a virus that derives from chicken pox. And when you have stress older in life, it comes out. And it's very painful, and it's very contagious. And Lunchbox is worried now that you're going to give him the shingles.
Yeah. No. I was scared to touch anything you touched yesterday. Like, I would wait. If you went out of the studio, I waited for someone to go after you to touch the door handle first because chicken pox are contagious. And so I'm worried that I'm going to get shingles now.
Have you had chicken pox?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you can only get shingles if you've had chicken pox, first of all.
See?
Second of all, you would have to come over to my forehead, which I've been wearing a hat, and you would have to touch my head to get the shingles. I'm not touching them.
Haven't touched your face at all and then touched your...
If I have touched my face, like when I washed my face this morning, I've washed my hands a couple of times. You're fine. And my doctor said I'm 100% safe to come to work. And even if you did touch my face, there's like a 1 in 1 million chance you'd get it.
Well, I don't like that.
How much to lick her face?
How much to lick it?
Do it.
How lick much? It. Lick
Do
it.
Do it. $100?
To lick her face?
To lick her forehead where she has shingles.
And I'm wearing a hat.
I'd probably do it for $100.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're not that worried.
And everybody's got a price.
Well, I mean, money's money, girl.
Girl?
What?
All right, never going to get it. 4 out of 10 women, basically half, think that their husbands do this when they're not around. And Amy, I'm going to let you try to ruin it. Go ahead.
Bubble bath.
A bubble bath.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not it. About a half of women think that their husbands do this when no one's around. Emily in Ohio, go ahead.
I think they pick their nose.
Yeah, I probably do. That's not it. That's probably like 99% of that. It's probably 99. Thank you. That's not it. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Leah in Dayton, Ohio. What do you think? So when the wives away, the husbands will play. What are they doing?
Watches chick flicks.
No, that's not this answer.
Oh.
I appreciate you calling, though. Hey, Bo in Tampa.
Yeah, I think dancing around the house naked.
Tell me more about what you do.
Not saying I do.
Nah, come on, Bo. Yeah. Come on, Bo.
Come on. No.
Come on, no. Bo. No, that's not it, Bo. Thank you, though. Lunchbox?
It's easy. Try on makeup.
That's it.
Dang. That was easy.
That's it.
Try on makeup?
That's it.
Why would makeup? Guys do, you
guys,
done
why
that?
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. Lunchbox, tell us why.
Yeah, you didn't know it, so go ahead, you first.
I've never tried it, but I mean, that was just the first thing that popped in my head because you said we're going to laugh and we're going to want to talk about it, so I didn't want to get it right, but I mean, what I do is I get things right and...
Okay, you can do all you want. Why do you try on your wife's makeup?
Yeah.
Never tried on my wife's makeup.
Okay.
And what's your favorite kind of makeup?
Like, is it mascara or blush or...
What if we like knocked on his door and he opens up and full mascara?
Full on makeup.
Hey, y'all. Oh,
eyeshadow.
Tell me why this is happening. Like, anybody call in and willing to admit they do this while their wife's away?
Now, as someone who has to put on makeup for television a lot.
Different.
Okay, but still, I can tell you that it does make you look better. Makeup makes you look better. Now, I don't put on eye makeup or anything like that. It's just whatever the stuff you...
powder. Cover, whatever.
Yeah, concealer, whatever.
It does, and it does make you look better. I'll look at myself sometimes and go, dang, I'm kind of good looking right now when I put a bunch of makeup on. But I don't know how to put it on, nor do I actually care if no one's around.
Yeah.
It's like when I have to get spray tan. I wouldn't do it unless I had to. Unless I had to do TV stuff. Like, I have the Opry on Wednesday night. I got to shoot a thing with Blake Shelton this weekend, and so I've got it. So I have to go get a spray tan.
Yeah, most of the time you're not tanned.
No, like, look at me right now.
Yeah, you're good.
I look like crap.
Yep.
And I'm fine with it.
Right.
But what if your husband just said, Amy, I'd like to try your makeup on in front of you?
I'd be like, why? You don't need it. No. What? Would, why? Why?
Have you ever tried on anything your husband's, like his whitey-tidies, just to see?
No.
You never put them on to see what they felt like?
No. I mean, I've worn boxers before.
Just to see what they felt like?
No. Just like wear them.
Well, t-shirt. Maybe guys just want to wear them.
The blush?
I don't. It doesn't define the makeup.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if they're like putting it on, just like have it on around the house, or they sneak it on real quick so when they go out, they look better.
That's when they're not there. It's just,
I would assume they put it, according
I know
to
they're
this,
not there.
They
but...
put it on just to see what just it would to... look like yeah. and if it makes them look better.
It's weird.
I do think that man makeup will be a thing.
Yeah.
In the next 10 years.
Oh, I hope not.
Really?
And not the same way that, you know, to do your eyes all black. Mm-hmm. And, but again, zits and...
Sure.
I mean, they already have guy Spanx.
Yeah.
They have a lot of things that we didn't think guys would have.
I just know how much it delays a woman when they put on makeup. Like, I can just... I don't want to take another 15
Eddie,
minutes.
Eddie, you're the latest person I know.
I know. It means I'll be real late. You're the... If I have to put makeup on
you
in the future.
Have to put makeup on.
You're good. You'll
but
be way old.
Doing...
You'll be way old by then.
It's like the young kids will be doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, you'll be 100.
Okay.
So, like, 5 years.
It's not funny. I'm not that old, dude.
I know.
I'm 1 year older than you.
And you don't need bronzer. You already have.
No, I'm good. I'm good on the tan.
Yeah.
And I guess you always wear a hat, so you don't need any to cover up the bald, like the shiny.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
Thank you for all the calls. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really glad you called. I think you have something interesting to say. I'd like for you to share it with the show. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of girls watch makeup tutorials. And I was watching one, and my husband was like, I wonder what it's like to, you know, do smoky eyes. I was like, well, you know, we could always try it out. And so one night we did makeup, and I gave my husband smoky eyes. And then the other thing that he really thought was interesting was, you know, girls always wear leggings. And so I gave him a pair of mine to try on, and he was like, these are the most comfortable things I've ever worn in my life.
See?
And so if you haven't tried it, I think Lunchbox would love a pair of leggings.
Is that the yoga pants?
Wait,
is that what you're talking
kind
about?
Kind of a little tighter. But yeah, Jessica, I'll tell you, I wear yoga pants because my girlfriend bought it for me. And actually, man, whatever they're called, leggings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw Bautista wearing them, the wrestler, and fighters wear them all the time. So I started wearing them. They're awesome. And they hold things in place, and my butt doesn't chafe. Like, they're actually...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason. Listen, I haven't done smoky eyes yet. No, I'm not even hating that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, thank you for calling. And also, your husband's going to kill you, but I appreciate you calling the show.
He's still in bed, so we're good.
All right. Wait, listen. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We got one, boys. We should
celebrate
that one. That's a good call right there. I want to say something. It really bothers me that America is so divided over this Halloween thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, can 16-year-olds trick-or-treat? Like, this town's like, no more. If you're 16, you can't trick-or-treat. You're too old. You're hurting kids. Like, young kids are trying to trick-or-treat. 16-year-olds are just knocking them out of the way. And so I'm all for, if you're old enough to drive... Wait, I thought I had something. If you're old enough to drive to the door, you're old enough to drive to the store.
There you go.
Yeah. But we disagreed. The show disagreed all. We all had different opinions. But so divisive, America. About this Halloween thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating.
So frustrating. Let's do the skinny. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So we all saw Heidi Klum at the iHeart Music Festival or iHeart Radio Festival, and she looked amazing. She's had a boyfriend for the last 3 years, and they just broke up. She's available now. And did you know she's 44. He's 31, some art curator. And I guess they've been together 3 years, and they've split. So that means at the iHeart Festival, she was single.
Yeah, I mean, she was giving me smoky eyes.
Did you think so?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I felt it a bit, but I just didn't know.
And the photo that they're using on all the stories to click on is her photo from the iHeart Festival. So
she was a little too skinny for me.
Yeah, I think she's just natural. I mean,
in human life, she's a little too skinny. I was like, wow, because on TV you look thicker anyway.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And I was with her for two nights. Like, we hung out. We were standing next to each other watching Jared Leto perform. And I was like, man, you're really skinny.
Was she really tall in person?
Tall and heels.
Yes.
And she had heels. She was tall,
and her
yeah.
skin was, like, so beautiful and soft. Tell I didn't touch more. It, but I could just tell that it was really soft. So Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, they gave People Magazine a sneak peek inside their daughter's newly decorated bedrooms. And if you want to check them out, we've got it up at bobbybones.com. You're not going to see a lot of pink. They're not into that, but tons and tons of Dr. Seuss books. And it's cute just to see them give a little tour of their home. Again, that's bobbybones.com to check it out. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Earlier, we were talking about how apparently almost half of men, when their wives are gone, try on their wife's makeup. They don't want them to know, but they try it on. Andrea and Raleigh, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're really good. What would you say about this?
So, I won't say that I caught him, per se, but he called me because he had, I know Amy can appreciate this, put on eyeliner and black mascara, of course, and black eyeshadow because he was trying to practice for his Jack Sparrow Halloween costume, and he couldn't get it off.
Now, do you believe that's why he was doing it?
I do, because we did talk about it like a couple of weeks prior, but I will say he did not dress up like Jack Sparrow at Halloween.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Did you help him get it off?
Yes, he couldn't figure out the whole makeup remover and the process of that. And he's like, this is way too much work. I don't know why and how you guys do this every day.
You know, he's at home going, what can I say to get out of this?
Yeah.
Jack Sparrow, that's the ticket.
Costume to thigh.
I called him, he had it running down his face. I mean, it was horrible.
Oh, Andrea.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Hey, Rebecca in Virginia Beach, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're really good. Thanks for calling. What's happening with you?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the morning corny. I absolutely love it.
Well, Amy's worried over there.
I know.
She was like, I don't even want to say it. I'm just going to let her tell the joke. Rebecca, would you like to stay on the phone and hear a morning corny live?
Oh, my gosh. That would be absolutely.
Okay. But it might be the one that.
Here we go. This is it.
The morning corny.
What do you call a skin? What do you call? Okay. What do you call a sketchy?
It's funny.
Okay. What do you?
Oh my goodness.
Okay. What do you call
the morning corny?
What do you call a sketchy? Okay, stop. What do you call?
We're doing nothing.
We are doing anything.
We're doing nothing. Go ahead.
I'm talking to myself.
The morning corny.
What do you call a sketchy Italian neighborhood?
What? What do you call a sketchy Italian neighborhood?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Spaghetto.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of racist.
I mean,
is it?
Like
that's why I was worried.
The spaghetto.
Sketchy Italian neighborhood, like spaghetti, but spaghetto. It's bad, isn't it? That's why I couldn't even say it.
I did. Here's the problem.
There's so many problems with this.
She knows it's wrong.
It's so wrong. Yeah, I'm suspending myself.
I'm suspending myself.
That's the first self-suspension nice. Ever.
Job, I'm suspending myself.
Anderson.
I just feel like when you're going toward any sort of nationality or ethnic group, even with Eddie with his Mexican
job,
I'm
like,
Mexican.
Stay away from that. People say, like,
It is, know, people like, say a lot of things.
Johnny yeah. Cash song about In the Ghetto.
No, that was Elvis.
That was Elvis Presley. And you're also referencing the 1960s.
Yeah. Yes. This was in the heart of the 60s.
Who knows? I don't even know who sang it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna...
Go to the caller, please.
Oh.
Oh.
Rebecca, go ahead. Go ahead. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'm telling it at my morning meeting still. I tell them every day.
Could be an HR problem, just letting you know.
This was good.
Oh, she
this was this was good. Don't suspend yourself, please.
Okay.
She liked it.
Does she have any Italians that work with her?
It's not about Italian being the racist part.
Yeah. Not
racism as in a particular okay. race, but just maybe insensitive to where.
Like I, okay,
people.
Rebecca, thank you.
Live.
Yes. All right. No, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, it just kind of worked with spaghetti.
You're still laughing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't believe I'm telling this. But
you had like an hour to think about it.
Yeah. And then I tried to talk to you about it, and you said, don't talk to me about it. Just do it.
I like to just know the joke.
Yeah.
I don't like to... We don't look at scripts before we go on
I know
the air.
We don't. That's why all that just happens.
Oh, boy. Talking about guys trying on their wife's makeup whenever she's not around. Apparently, it's happening in a lot of places. People are calling. Ryan's on. This is the first guy that's called in that will admit to doing it. Ryan, hello?
How you doing?
Good. I'm glad you called. Share with the show your story, please.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm willing to admit it, yeah. But basically, I feel my wife buys overpriced makeup. And she tries to tell me all the reasons on why it's fantastic and better than the other ones. But what better way than to try it yourself and see if there's actually a difference?
How do we feel about this answer? Now, I said, I got no problem. You want to try makeup on? Try makeup on. However, he has an excuse here. How do we feel about this excuse, Amy?
It's fine. I get it. But I mean, that would be sort of like my husband being like, I have like, you know, $30 shoes and then I got some way more expensive pair of shoes. And him being like, I just want to try on your heels to see what the difference is.
Or was like, you know what? Your Walmart panties versus your Victoria's Secret panties. You know what? Yes. Let me try both of these on and see if it's really worth the money. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So Ryan, like I hear your story, just
but like,
and what was your conclusion, Ryan?
Well, here's the main thing that I tried it on was lipstick, which
Ryan!
You can't tell.
Come on, Ryan.
And I even wore it out for a night out with the guys just to verify that it was actually not going to wear off like she claimed.
Okay.
You're really committed to
and
your
did craft. It wear off?
Yeah, go ahead.
I went with a neutral color to not be as noticeable, okay. But I was so embarrassed when I even walked into my buddies that I had to call myself out right from the start just to eliminate any ridiculing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your honesty. Like, that to me says a lot about you. You're very honest about this. So thank you for calling the show. Yeah. I think maybe you just like wearing makeup, though. I mean, I think you just like wearing makeup.
And now your friends know, so.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Isn't the real question be how many times I've done it?
You can like it just once. Have you done it more since?
No, just once.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, buddy, all seriousness, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, appreciate you. What if your husband wanted to wear your lipstick and just to see?
No.
Just to see, because you didn't spend much money on it. Just to see.
I mean, I guess if he wanted to just, but not out with his buddies.
Oh, you think that's the line?
Well, because then I would just feel like there's something more to it.
Do you see these pods at school?
Oh, yes, and they're amazing.
You can go to sleep in these pods at school.
Yeah.
Some of these schools are building pods, so if like in between classes or if you have your test done, you can go and just take a nap in them.
Awesome.
Love it. Sleep is so important, especially when you're a kid.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in getting sleep before you go to school and after, because I just feel like kids are going to be doing bad things in these pods.
Huh? No, no, no.
I just
no,
don't trust kids. I just don't trust kids. Like, you get in a pod, who knows what they're going to be doing in the pod?
Isn't there a pod monitor?
Oh, no. Now we got to hire a pod monitor.
Listen,
I think, you know, airports are doing these too. They're building these places that you can go and take naps. which just sounds like a nightmare because I'll go and not wake up and miss like 7 flights.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
You can't give me options is basically what I'm saying. If you give me options, I'm going to take them and screw up. So, but yeah, I saw where schools are starting to put those in certain schools to test them out.
Sleep is all the rage right now. I love it.
It's the new hip thing to get rest, yeah?
Yeah.
Took my dog to the vet yesterday to get some blood work done. And it was also his 1 week checkup after his last round of chemo. He's had 2 rounds of chemo now. And so the vet said he's doing good as far as through 2 rounds of chemo. He's maintained pretty much his weight, his energy level. He has normal like poops, which is good.
So he gets to keep going.
Yeah,
that's
important. He only gets 3 more total. They can only give him 5. He has to go back in 2 weeks for an ultrasound. That's when they look back in the organs and see if he has cancer, see if it's popped up again. So 2 more weeks, and then that'll be a whole longer visit, but people ask a lot, so I'll update you. And that's where he went yesterday. He went to get a bunch of blood work done. And so, yeah, just dealing with it. You know what he does? He has a lot of energy, and then he just sleeps for a long time. And then a lot of energy, and he sleeps. He's kind of become a little punk, too, because I've been giving him lots of treats. So now he begs. You know, he just begs for everything. All like, give me food. It's like human food. He was off the human food train.
Yeah, but that's okay. He can have it now, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
Unless it doesn't
no, I give it
make
to him.
Him sick.
I give it to him. But yeah, I have to worry that it's going to make his stomach sick. But here's a little girl who released a balloon to see how far it would go, and they short a note on the back of it. It was one of those silver balloons. You know how you go to a store like Hobby Lobby, and they have normal balloons, but they have the big silver balloons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things
on.
Yes.
So she got the silver balloon. It's one of them, those metallic ones. And she wrote a note on the back of it. 4 years old, her and her mom. They wrote a note on the back of it and said, if you find it, please post it to Facebook and tag us because we want to know how far the balloon floated.
That's cute.
So the balloon floats off about 100 miles. And a guy who found it did post it to Facebook. Right?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? But a deer was eating it and the deer was choking and the guy had to save the deer. So the guy posted it and said, hey, stop sending balloons up because you're killing animals.
Oh, my goodness.
I was thinking about doing a balloon today after the news story.
His Facebook post started out wishing her a happy birthday and then was like, you almost killed Bambi.
What if this guy's just cruel? Is Bambi really choking on the balloon?
But let's be for real. Should you really just send? It's like littering. You're just littering farther away. You're just sending something up in the air to litter farther
yeah,
away.
Yeah, but it's so fun.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah, we've all.
Before we learned how bad littering was and how these things just stay on Earth forever.
Like, I don't know.
It's so cool to let a balloon go and watch it.
It's so fun to throw a cup of garbage out of the window and watch it fly.
No.
I'm just saying, just because it's fun doesn't make it right.
Man.
Or memorable.
And what's Bambi doing eating that?
Yeah.
They're deer.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't want to eat that.
It smells like metal.
Yeah.
It's an animal, Eddie.
I think that guy's a poser and he's trying to just make that little girl feel bad.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
There's also a story about lemon slices, and it is long. This is one of my political platform when I finally do run for governor.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be no more putting lemons in drinks.
You'll win. You will win.
Because for years, I wait at tables, right? And I know that whenever you cut lemons to put them in drinks, you don't wash the outside of the lemon, at least not vigorously. You may do a little water on it, but then you put them in the same chopping on the board or just the table that everything else has been on. So they did another study, and they found that lemons absorb bacteria 100% of the time and that 83% of lemons carry bacteria, period. And they're just dropping in water. Like, if you ask for lemons and you want it, get it on the side. Mm-hmm. Don't even put it on the side of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. It's as bad as putting balloons in the air and letting deer choke on it. Two things that chap my hide right there. It is just like long form littering, like just letting a balloon go in the air and just falling on the ground somewhere. That's just 100. I know. I was so on my
you
little.
Your...
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big litterer, you know.
Nah, I get it.
Kind of rubs me the wrong way.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
The FDA's pulled a type of coffee called Death Wish Coffee. They say 11-ounce cans of Death Wish Nitro Cold Brew Coffee can kill you because of botulism. The maker of Death Wish Coffee Company determined that the current process for the coffee could foster the growth of botulin, a deadly toxin. It's called Death Wish. If I were going to name my food product something, I don't think I put the word death in it. The company since stopped making the Nitro Cold. Man, they're going all out.
Wow.
Death Wish Nitro Cold.
Yeah.
They've pulled the coffee from shelves. People with coffee should throw it away or return it for a refund. Mm. So if you're holding any Death Wish Nitro, man, you're just aching for some caffeine. Like, what's lacking in your life that you need Death Wish Nitro coffee?
Sleep.
Wow. We can do a little segment called That's Rude if we want. So people send us rude messages and go, that's rude. So why don't we start with Tim on Facebook? Amy, you'd be a lot hotter if you weren't so skinny. Try Big Mac sometime. That's rude. Megan on Twitter writes, I can't think of anything more annoying than at Radio Amy laughing at her own jokes. Gonna jab a Q-tip in my ear so I don't have to hear it.
Well, that's rude.
At Radio Lunchbox, this is from Kevin on Twitter. You look nothing like Chris Martin. You look more like both of your parents may have been related.
Oh, well, that's rude.
That's so rude.
The Bobby Bones Show is a bunch of friends around some microphones who don't know beep about anything. That's true and rude. Jose on Twitter writes, I wonder how long until Lindsay comes to her senses and leaves you, Bobby.
Well, that's rude.
True and rude, yeah. Anyway, that's a little that's rude there for you.
I do eat hamburgers.
Go ahead.
I actually was craving a burger yesterday. I didn't eat it, though, but I will today. Now,
just to put it in his face?
Now I will. Somebody get... I'm going to Postmates one to work right now.
Will you get video of that? I want to see
you
eat a burger.
Yeah, bring me a burger.
I don't care. I don't care. No, don't.
Wow.
Don't.
Why?
If you want to eat a burger, eat a burger.
Yeah, exactly. Rude. Who said that about me again?
I already threw the paper
Nick.
Away.
Nick.
I just made that up.
Why don't you eat salad, Nick?
Wow. Got him.
Take that.
What is happening here?
Nick said that.
Kid
Nick
Rock did
it.
Three shows in Detroit, and he sold 86,000 tickets. No, I guess he did six shows. It was they opened the venue. He did six shows in a row, sold out.
Whoa!
And yeah, I did about 90,000 tickets, or as we'd call it, one Garth Brooks show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But I mean, listen, he sold out six shows in a row. But they opened up a new place up there. But I like Kid Rock's new song called Tennessee Mountaintop.
There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace, but still packing a gun.
You better ask somebody.
I know what that sounds like to me now. I'll have the quesadilla.
Oh, yeah.
From Nickelback.
Yes.
You know, in Rockstar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll have the quesadilla. That's what that sounds like to me. Forever, I couldn't figure it out because I like the song a lot. That part to me sounds way Nickelbacky.
Singing karaoke in a double wide. When smoke's so thick, it'll burn your eyes. Oh, my sweet Lord, how warm you. Fall in love with an angel. You'll end up in California.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
We got the CD sent to us, so they're trying now to make it a country song. I like it. I don't care what kind of song they try to make it. I like the song. I like this song. This reminds me of college radio. I used to play this and be the Bob Man. Coming at you now, it's a little Kid Rock, the Bob with a Boss, the Bob Man here on KSWH, the Switch. 91.1, hey, oh. That was my DJ voice. It was
the
awful.
Bob Man.
The
I like
Bob
it.
Bob Man.
That's my first ever radio name. The Bob Man. It was like, really, it was rooted from Bartman. From the
oh,
Simpsons.
Right, right.
Do the Bartman. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Hey, everybody, KSWH, the Switch, 91.1. It's the Bob Man. Here's some Bob with a what? I played that in Beck and then Call of the Night. Oh, boy, those were the days. Reba is launching her own boot line. I just wonder what it's like to make that kind of money. If there's already an established brand and they just put your name on it.
Probably nice. Because it's not like you had to go through all the work to figure out how to make a boot, you know?
Right.
They're already doing it and they're just like, oh, Reba, what do you think of this one? She's like, that looks good. Okay.
Check, please. I like that one. I'll take a check. So she's launching her own boots in a partnership with Justin Boots.
Man, I remember when I got my first pair of Justin Boots. Sixth grade.
What color were they?
Black. And I wore them with my black Rocky Mountain yeah. jeans. No pockets on the butt. I mean, I thought I was so cool. And I was.
You are cool. And you still
in
are.
My mind.
And you're still rocking it.
Yeah. With my George Strait t-shirt.
Yeah.
That I wore the first time I went to meet George. How lame is that?
That's pretty lame.
Amy went to George's ranch because her uncle worked for George Strait.
Oh, right, right.
Yes, and it was an overnight trip, and I'm pretty sure I just packed George Strait t-shirts.
So when you met George, you had on a George Strait t-shirt.
Yeah, it was early in the morning. My uncle woke me up. I mean, the sun hadn't even come out. I was so excited, and George was down at the little, I don't know where you go to be practice roping, like down in his little
corral
area. And so my uncle, we hopped in the truck. Me, my dad, my uncle drove down there. Seriously, I remember it being so early, sun not even out. But I had my George Strait t-shirt on, and I had my hair did ready to go. And my uncle lived on the ranch in like this, like just like a not like a really modest little, you know, two bedroom little place. And I remember the lighting was so bad in there, and I couldn't really see if I looked that good, but I felt good. I was a kid. I was so young.
How old were you?
Oh, God. I was probably about eight or nine.
Wow.
And I met him. I mean, of course, he's just out doing his morning routine, like hanging out. And he came over and met me, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Hi. And I've been like a super fan ever since.
That's funny. That is a good story.
I know.
We mentioned Kid Rock sold out 6 shows in a row at the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. And like we said, this is a new song. There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountain. That's a jam. It is a jam. Straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. I'm going to get him in here.
Oh, really?
I have to, right?
Yes, like, yes. I have to.
Because I like Kid Rock.
So yeah.
I've been to Kid Rock concerts, but I've paid, you know, it's been a while. No, I paid for John Mayer tickets. But no, I guess I didn't. I paid the trip to get there. Just being honest. But
Bobby's like, no, I pay for gas in my car.
But I did pay for flights and hotels.
I bought my meal.
I paid for a Kid Rock ticket. That's one of the last shows I paid for. And it was amazing. Kid Rock shows are crazy good. So there's that.
That'd be fun.
The Voice was on last night, and Natalie Stovall was not on last night. She wasn't supposed to be. Who knows when she's
going to
be
on.
Yeah,
we don't know. Okay.
It's the blind audition. So The Voice, it's back on tonight. And so we're just kind of waiting for Natalie Stovall, who is like super great artist, who at times plays with the Raging Idiots, but like she's a phenomenal singer and fiddle player, and so she's doing the blind audition. There's that. The woman got bit by the copperhead in the restaurant. That's still a story. That was at Texas Roadhouse?
Longhorn Steakhouse.
But you see where I'm getting confused,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Texas Longhorn?
Yes.
Yeah, steak.
She was just walking in, and apparently, allegedly, a copperhead just bit her on the foot. She had to go to the hospital for 5 days.
Yeah, 3 times it bit her.
She was just chilling, walking in a restaurant, and the copperhead got her. Like, popped her. And it was a small snake is probably why they didn't see it. It was only 8 inches long. But
so does that mean it's like a baby? It hasn't grown yet?
Yes. And that's probably why no one
got
saw it.
Got separated from its mom.
And it was, like, scared.
Angry.
Felicia in Fayetteville, Arkansas. What up, Felicia?
Not much. I listen to your show every single morning, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. How's your day going?
Pretty good. I am actually driving to a doctor's appointment before I go to work.
Now I'm tempted with a question. Do I ask why, or do I just let it go?
Let's
I have to have surgery.
Oh, all right. Why? Now the question is, do I follow up on the surgery, or do I not? Okay, good. Okay, okay, I'm not. Okay, cool.
Little surgery.
Okay, just a little surgery. Anything else you have going on? Who do you want to say?
I listen to Tell Me Something Good every single morning. It always makes my heart just feel so good and gives me faith in humankind.
Thank you very much. That's coming up in about 5 minutes, so thank you for asking.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah, anything else? I like you, so wait, whatever you want.
Keep playing Namaste.
Excuse me?
Keep playing Namaste.
Oh, Namaste. Oh, thank you very much.
I love it.
Wow. Thank you very much. We just added a second show in Fayetteville, the Raging Idiots did, because the first one sold out so fast. So
no, I want to go, but...
Why can't you go? I'll give you tickets. You want tickets?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Are you going to be out of surgery? I mean, everything good? Like, can you go?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, man. I'll put you on hold. They're not on sale till Friday.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we know a couple people.
Yeah, it's just us. So, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on a minute, Felicia.
Aw. Her day just got so much
better.
That's
awesome.
I just given her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool, huh? I mean.
There was genuine excitement in her voice.
I know. I will say this, that I want to thank our listeners again, because we have this song called Namaste, our band, The Raging Idiots, and it was, as of yesterday, the number one song again on the comedy charts for the second week in a row. Every time we play it, it gets like 300 downloads. We did the math breakout. Because it doesn't get played. We're the only ones that play it because nobody else plays it. But every time we play it, it gets like 300
like
downloads.
Not one other place has picked it up yet?
I don't think so.
They're like, namaste.
Stop. Okay.
Is there not like, you know, Yoga FM?
I don't think so. No. If you haven't heard this, this is Namaste from the Raging Idiots. We'll be coming to Tulsa and Lubbock. Added a second show in Fayetteville.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, wear my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
This Is Us comes back on tonight. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Right? Like, doesn't it feel good to have just a good family show?
Yeah.
I don't even like watching TV anymore. Because the news and it's just... I don't even like looking at social media. Everybody's just fighting all the time. They have this option where you can block certain words from popping up in your feed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I thought about just doing all.
All words?
All words.
That's funny.
Like, I just feel... I don't like it. I don't like it. And so I'm looking forward to This Is Us because it just feels good. Five facts you might not know about This Is Us. It was originally called 36, which is the age they were all turning at the beginning of the show. That was going to be the name of the show. Part of the reason that Chrissy Metz chose to play Kate was because not only did she want to lose weight in real life, it was in her contract that she had to for the character. So she wanted to, but then she had to or she could lose her job.
Wow.
Mandy Moore did extensive research for her on-screen labor. Since she doesn't have kids of her own, she watched tons of those YouTube labor videos where they show the baby coming out.
Wow.
She watched them over and over.
We made Lunchbox and Ray watch one of those, remember?
Toby wears a fat suit, and it was revealed after he was seen out on the red carpet. He was way skinnier. Remember I told you guys this?
You told us, I was shocked.
When I see him, it gets crazy without his suit on.
Because he's going to lose weight, but he was already skinnier.
Yeah.
The show's creator says he already knows how it's going to end. He's already plotted out the next 5 to 6 seasons. And then finally, she says Mandy Moore that when she turns into the grandma character, the today older character, that it takes about 3 to 4 hours of makeup to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a long time to sit there.
She's kind of a hot older lady, though.
She is.
And it's not fair because she's not really an older lady. But I find myself going, huh, I would. Yeah. You know what I mean? But she's really not old. That's the thing.
Okay.
I know. It's a weird thing in my mind. Chris in Nebraska, what's happening, buddy?
I'm sorry, say again.
Hey, it's Bobby, what up?
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Chris in Nebraska, what's up, buddy?
Not much, just driving down the road.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I want you and Amy's advice on something. It's a good story, but it's causing me some issues.
All right, go ahead.
My wife's an awesome person. She's got a caring heart for everybody. She works for civil services, helping out people. But her passion is helping out animals, helping out the helpless. And here in the last couple weeks, she had found a cat at a park at an event that she was going to. And we adopted this cat, took it to the vet, and has spent, a great deal of money on it, and vet bills are still coming in. Well, this morning she called me up late for work and said that she had found a cat under our house and that she was going to take it to the vet as well. My question to you guys is I love her passion for animals. Currently we have, including the pet this morning, we have 3 dogs and 4 cats.
Holy cow. She does love animals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's what, you think it's a little much, like financially a little strain on you?
It is. It is for me, and it is for her as well, but she's got such a good heart. I just want to know, when is doing the right thing too much?
Amy, you want to fill this one first?
Wow. I mean, I get wanting to rescue that cat, but I think that you just have a talk with her about it, and maybe y'all see if you've got a coworker, a family member, or a friend who can take the cat, and y'all kind of decide the cutoff limit for who's going to live in, what animals are going to live in your home, and then just search out different homes for the pets that she finds.
I think financially, you make rules before you have to make decisions. Because when you're making decisions based on emotion, they happen a lot quicker, a lot faster, and without a lot of thought. Emotional decisions are never good. Sometimes you have to make them, but they're never the best decisions. So I think you sit down and you make a rule. Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is what we can spend. This is the amount of time that we before it happens. So it's there as it's happening. I think you just have to have the parameters. Again, she wants to help, and I hope you guys, you know, obviously you love her and you want her to be happy, but I think you have to set those rules, those boundaries, or you're going to go broke. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Well, those rules, Bobby, have already been set in place.
Well, then I guess you leave her.
No.
Listen,
Bobby's right about the whole emotional decision thing. Like, sometimes you just, it's going to be hard, but one of you is going to have to, you know, put your foot down and be like, we got to just help find this cat another home.
And all cats, it's not the last time she's going to do this.
Yeah.
Her response to my reaction to this cat was the cat was too cute to get rid of. And we're taking it to the vet, and sorry about your bad luck.
They're all cute.
She's aware of the rule that has been established in our household, and we've passed our cutoff point for pets. But, again, I don't know how to let her know that enough is enough without hurting her feelings.
Well, it sounds like you just have to deal with it.
Listen,
you already made a rule and she broke it. You just got to deal with it. And you love her for it and you just deal with it.
I had to return a cat once that we adopted. And it was the hardest thing for me. And I cried. But my husband was right. It was the right thing for us to do. And it took me a little bit to get over it. But it was the right thing to do.
Thank you for the call. I wish we could just like cut and dry it. But
yeah,
you married her and she is what she is. And you have to ride the bumpy the waves with her. And it may break you.
Yeah.
And make sure there are no cats under your houses, too. You check that out. You go take a look before she gets down there and looks.
Scope out for cats before she can walk outside.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. You know, yesterday I played a song called Drunk Girl by Chris Jansen. And people loved it. And I hope you got a chance to hear it. If you haven't, I hope you check it out. I mean, I think it went up to like 15 yesterday.
Couple charge stamps, got a hand looking like a rainbow. In and out of every bar, on a whim just like the wind blows. She's either a bachelorette or coming off a breakup. Take a drunk girl home. She's bouncing like a pinball, singing every word she never knew. Dancing with her eyes closed, like she's the only one in the room. Her hair's a perfect mess, falling out of that dress. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on, walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
And that's not a radio single or anything. I just thought, man, you guys should hear that song. That Everybody song from Chris Jansen? This is kind of the jam, too. Like, that whole album, I like the album, the new Chris Jansen album. It's called Everybody. I'll give you a little bit of this.
Everybody wanna get rich, but nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to fall in love, but nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to punch that clock, but everybody wants to get paid. Nobody wants to make love no more. Everybody just wanna get laid. Hey! Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody wanna be a superstar. Everybody wants.
There's a new one to check out too. That guy makes good music. That's a good record. You're looking for something new. There you go. Chris Jansen there.
Come on, get your Bobby Bones on.
About 45 minutes. I have, in my opinion, the number one most underrated artist in country music. Just as a reminder, at number 5. Was Lauren Elena. Because she can sing. In a land of great singers, she's as good as it gets. At number 4, Kip Moore. At number 3, Aubrey Sellers. And number two, Eric Church.
Catch me around here,
I got the number one most underrated country artist coming up. Do you guys know who it is?
No idea.
Do you guys have any guesses?
Yeah.
You can guess. Go ahead.
Underrated artist.
This is
you
my
have
list.
Not said right
yeah,
now.
Right.
Brandon Ray.
Brandon Ray, solid guy.
I like Brandon Ray.
I'm not gonna, and the guy can sing like crazy.
Yes.
I'm not gonna tell you if you're right or wrong, but that's
okay.
a solid guess.
Okay.
Undiscovered, not signed yet.
Yes.
I love those kind of artists. Brandon Ray is his guess.
I got it.
Lunchbox.
Chris Jansen
is his
guess. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know that's a good one. Why did it?
Could be Chris Jansen. Amy?
Well, Brandon Ray was my guess.
Wow, two of you guys thought
that's
Brandon
pretty good,
Ray.
Amy.
Wow.
Everybody wanna get rich. That dude sounds underrated to me.
Who's that, Jansen?
Yeah.
Everybody wants. That's coming up in like 40 minutes. I'll give the number one most underrated. Nobody wants to punch that clock. Isn't this song good though? Like,
it's so good.
Awesome. Like, if this is not the next radio song, like, stop making radio. That's what I say. Yeah. Everybody wanna be famous. Everybody wanna be a superstar. Everybody wants to know what it's like to go driving in a real fast car. Everybody wants to be Hollywood, and everybody wants to shine. Well, I don't really care what everybody does, baby. I just want to make you mine. Yeah! You see where Anthony Weiner's going to jail?
Yeah.
Of 21 months.
Yeah, he is.
Only 21 months?
21 months.
And then he has to pay a fine.
Yeah, so, and I don't know if he'll actually serve the 21 months.
Yeah, don't you think he just wear ankle bracelet?
Do I think he only should?
No, don't you think he will?
I don't know.
Like house arrest?
I don't know what the deal is, because he was like chatting with an underage girl.
What they call sexting.
Yeah, chatting, whatever. I'm 37. Okay.
Yeah,
chatting.
We knew that.
Chit-chatting.
Oh, sorry. And I think she was 15.
Yeah, and she even told him, like, hey, I'm... But so...
Oh, man.
He goes, like, listen, I put him in jail for like 10 years. Anybody chatting with a kid? An adult man chatting with a kid? Yeah. We should just send you to...
Yeah.
We should make Australia the island again where they send all the bad people.
That's how it was. That's what Australia
Alcatraz.
Was.
Yeah. So he gets 21 months in prison.
Sort of.
And his name's obviously Anthony Weiner, right? I just... Even earlier on, when I was like, man, this guy... I would have just changed my name when I was running for politics. It's just too much of a thing.
Maybe it was just perfect for him, though.
But maybe he just gets used to it. It's his last name, you know?
I know.
And then he's
what
like,
what if your last name was Boner?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, would you keep it? I don't think I would.
No,
but Bobby, as a politician, don't you want to be memorable?
Not as Bobby Boner. Like, I would go by my real name if
I mean, let's say you're upstanding.
I don't even like Bobby Bones. It's like a pirate. You know? What? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you'd be an upstanding politician. You wouldn't be caught doing
I'd be upstanding Boner, yes. Sure. Everybody wanna get rich. Any other parents out there, their kids bring stuff home and they're like, oh, mommy, daddy, I want you to buy this. And it's like popcorn bundles. Or in Eddie's case, he has two kids and they're selling these $25 coupon books.
Yeah, it's a book. And I mean, I looked through it and it's pretty cool because the coupon's in there for pretty much for anything. You name it, there's a coupon for it. But it costs $25. It's a fundraiser for the school, I found out. I asked my son about it. He said, yeah, it goes back to the school. That's cool, but coupons, I don't know. Like, there was a time in my life where I used coupons, and I never really saved anything. I ended up just going to that place over and over to use the coupon and buy other stuff. So I'm like, is this a ripoff, or should I get the book?
I think you should get the book regardless.
It's a fundraiser.
To support your kid. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
I'll buy one. Here, I'll give him $25.
You want to buy the book?
But it's not in lieu of you buying it.
Oh.
It's
give me $25, no, I'll buy it.
I'll buy one.
Okay.
And then you should also buy one. But if there are parents out there where your kids are bringing stuff home, you're like, what in the world? Brandy in Louisiana, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about Eddie. Eddie's got a kid, 9, and he's like, Daddy, I got a coupon book, $25. And Eddie's like, what is this? What's happening in your life?
My son brings home stuff like every day from school. Most recently, it was we had to buy yogurt.
Yogurt.
And then also they have cookie dough fundraiser and wrapping paper.
What are they raising funds for all the time?
I think the PTA, I'm not absolutely sure. They just say that they want, they need money for all these things. And I'm just like, okay, well, can I just give you like $300 for the whole year?
Oh, man. She put, it's a fund. You know, like when you buy a house, it's called escrow.
Yes, escrow.
You escrow your kids, all their fundraisers.
But she's right.
Exactly.
That's how we are. We're always just like, well, we don't know what it is, but okay, here's $25.
And I guess if they don't sell it, they probably feel ostracized because the rest of their class is selling it.
Exactly.
Oh, well, sometimes the kids that sell the most get like an award.
Well, Brandy, thank you for calling. And I mean, cookie dough don't sound that bad. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brandy. Have a nice day.
You too.
Appreciate you. Hey, Elizabeth in Tupelo, Mississippi. Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. What about your kids?
My kids started school on August the 3rd, which is a Thursday, and came home legit with fundraisers on August the 7th, which is Monday.
Holy cow. Wow. They saw you guys coming. They're like, all right, kids, back
and
on you go.
And they've had two others since then.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And do you know what they're raising money for?
Maybe paper.
Maybe. See, that's the thing. Nobody knows.
Notebooks.
Nobody knows. Hey, appreciate you. Thank you for the call. That is a strain, huh?
Yeah.
I will buy one, though.
Okay.
My wallet's in my office. If you go
Lunchbox,
get it.
Lunchbox, you going to buy one, too?
No, I'm out, dude.
All right, he's out. Okay. He's out.
If your son knocks on my door and asks me to buy it, yeah, but I'm not going to have Dad come to me and ask me to buy it.
Yeah, Eddie never asked me.
Never.
A lot of parents on the phone. We opened up the old, as they say, Pandora's box, and everybody say, kids are bringing too many things home to sell.
No.
Oh, man. Like, as my grandma would say, fuller than a dog tick right now. Hey, Heather in Springfield, Missouri.
Hi.
You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem. My daughter is in third grade, and last week she came home with a fundraiser for a move-a-thon. So basically trying to get donations from a friend and family to pledge for the school. I don't really know for what, but then they're going to have a day to where they move nonstop for 50 minutes, whether it's like running, walking, jumping jacks to, you know, to earn off that money that people have donated. And the prices were kind of weird. Like if people donate $25, she'll get like a extra recess, or $50, it's a cup. So I thought that was a little bit different.
Well, that's a weird order.
Yeah.
Like, I would not want $50 if it's only a cup. The one common thing that I'm seeing here is a lot of people don't know where the money goes.
Yeah.
Because
we might be outing something here.
Thank you for the call. And I'll just grab a couple of these real quick. But Katie in Southern Illinois?
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Tell me your story.
Well, I have three kids. Last year, for example, they were at this school called the Primary Center. It's K through 3, and all three of them were there. And 2 to 3 times a year, maybe more, for a solid week, they will do like a spirit week is what they call it. And this week, they're actually in one. Yesterday was hat day. Today is superhero day, pajama day, crazy socks, crazy hair. You name it, they'll do whatever every day of the week. But it's $1 to participate.
So where does the money go?
It just depends. I think this week it's something to do with literacy, but it's multiple fundraisers throughout the year. And, I mean, it goes somewhere, I guess.
Exactly.
See, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate you. Hey, Stacy in Apex, North Carolina.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I love y'all, first of all.
Thank you very much. And we're talking about these fundraisers. And your kids sell mattresses or something?
The high school, our local high school, we only have one high school, and they sell mattresses every year during the fall. And that is the school fundraiser, is we sell mattresses.
For what?
That's just the school fundraiser. Well,
but for what, though?
Where does the money go?
What's the fund that's being raised for?
We have no idea.
Mattresses?
So
like,
yeah, but where does the money go? We don't know.
Hey, thank you for the call, Stacey. Really appreciate you listening to the show.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much.
Mattresses are so expensive.
I know,
like,
right?
Popcorn or mattresses.
Yeah, but where does the money go?
But, I know,
if you buy 4 mattresses, you get a cup.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, Bobby, a new survey has found that 64% of women would prefer to date a man with tattoos. That's going up.
Yeah,
it's getting higher and higher.
And I think guys like girls with tattoos.
39% say they would like women with ink.
That's probably getting higher, too. I think it's just becoming a little more accepted. Yeah, I think tattoos. I don't look at someone and go, "There, man, they must be a real bad A because they have tattoos." Because listen, I got tattoos, that all ended.
No,
like,
but
for the culture, it was like once I got tattoos, what you'd have to be like a tough guy to be get tattoo anymore. But no, I like it. I mean, it's just an expression, and I think I like people that express.
I agree, and. Most tattoos have a meaning for anybody that's getting it, but I feel like a part of you got a little bit more, like, once you got your first tattoo, you're a little more rough,
well,
a little more edgy.
When I got the vulture with snakes coming out of his eyes and my full back, that's when it really changed for me. No, I mean, even my tattoos, they're not tough guy tattoos. They're my mom, my grandma's initials, and then the state of Arkansas. So, again, it's not like it's a skull and crossbones or anything, or a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like, you know, we talk about tattoos, and who cares what I like, because it doesn't matter, but I'm not a big tattoo on girls' shoulders. I'm not a big, on a shoulder?
Well, that's just your preference. I mean, you also have that full back, you don't like full back, because you weren't you, like, sort of attracted to a girl you saw at a bookstore once?
No, we talked, and she had a Guns N' Roses tattoo on her full back.
Was
that's
like,
cool.
No.
Oh, you didn't like
not.
It?
It was not. It wasn't even the full back tattoo. I probably thought it was Guns N' Roses, too. I was like, man, she must be living that 80s lifestyle.
If it was John Mayer, though, would you have been like, okay.
I don't know. It depends on the person. And that, too, is... But I'm not a big shoulder tattoo.
Where do you like the tattoo?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Where do you want it on a girl? What about a sleeve? Because I think a sleeve is hot.
Yeah.
Sleeves are hot.
I guess a sleeve's cool. Yeah, yeah. Just like the shoulder.
Okay.
Even on me, like, I won't get one on me. Maybe it's both. Because I have to get a microphone. I said if I was put in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. But in November, if I make it to be inducted, I'll get a microphone tattooed on me. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I'm not going to put it on my shoulder because I think it looks... Even for me, like,
don't do that. Then you could, like, lift up your shoulder to your mouth and talk in it.
That's funny.
You're so stupid. I didn't say stupid. I said stupid.
Amy, or you could put it on his chest and just look down, talk into it.
That's, I put my nipple.
Hello, everybody.
That's funny, Amy.
Okay, well, I keep begging my husband to get a tattoo, but he still won't. One day we'll get there.
Where should I put this microphone, though?
They already told you.
on
your chest, on your shoulder,
yeah.
So you can talk.
Can you hear me?
testing.
That's funny, Amy. All right, what else?
Okay, well, the New England Patriots are apologizing.
The who? The New England Patriots.
Did I say that with you?
Is it Christopher Columbus? We're sailing to New England.
The New England Patriots are apologizing for selling fans cups of tap water for $4.50. They had bottled water. They ran out. So then they just started putting tap water in a cup and charging $4.50 for it.
Dang.
What? Obviously, they say that will never happen again.
I don't think it's that big of a story. Like, you're at the game.
Yeah, but who, as a vendor, like, whose idea was that? Like, that's how much you can't charge. Tap water's free. I'd be like, can I have a cup? Go to the bathroom and fill it up.
You can charge for the cup.
Yeah, you can charge for the cup still, because you got to pay for
the cup. I would charge $4.50 for the cup.
then
do whatever you want with it.
Like, I don't understand how this is a story.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead. Furthermore in New England.
Furthermore. Tell us.
You know, because Tom Brady is the quarterback for the Patriots. I'm sure y'all knew that. But it's ironic because he warns people not to drink tap water in his new book.
Okay,
he
that says, doesn't matter. It's the
what in the world?
Okay.
Listen, do y'all want to be like Tom Brady or not?
I've tried. It's not working out for me. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What else?
He says you should basically filter your entire life.
Probably. Air, water. Like, we're probably sucking in all kinds of bad stuff.
Yeah, you should even steam your vegetables in filtered water.
Okay, what else you got?
Says Tom. I'm super excited about this. I don't know if y'all even care, but Pretty Woman the musical is hitting Broadway next fall, and Bryan Adams is doing the music. Take me.
What?
Somebody.
What?
I want to go so bad.
Take me doesn't sound like take me to the musical. It sounds like,
yeah, take me.
First of all.
No, take me to...
Secondly, nothing like a Broadway play about a prostitute with a guy from the 80s singing Robin Hood songs.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful story. They end up together at the end. He sort of saves her from the streets.
He's her
knight in shining armor.
You know it's true.
Yeah, is he going to sing that one?
And personally, when I first saw the movie when I was 9 years old, I didn't even know she was a prostitute.
Okay.
And my dad covered my eyes during the bad parts.
What else you got?
Well, here's something strange. You can mail anonymously to someone.
Anonymously?
What?
Anonymously.
Amy got mad at me earlier because she
did not.
We were recording some stuff. like commercials, and she kept stumbling over words. I was like, let's do it again. She goes, why?
Did you get mad at her back?
No, I was just like, because.
I didn't say why angry. I just was like, why? I mean, we stumble in life.
No, it's a commercial.
You tell me all the time, if you fall, you get back up.
And that's why we started over.
But that's like getting back up.
She said in London, in Italy. Go ahead.
In New England.
Okay, well.
I think our medicines got her on tilt a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Something.
Yeah, on tilt. Maybe it does.
I know it for sure does, because you went off, like, not off, but weird all day.
I did not go. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, say you're mad at someone or whatever, you can anonymously mail them sand with this special box. And when it opens up, sand will go everywhere.
That's funny.
It's like a glitter bomb.
That's funny.
You know, it is, but glitter bomb's like happy, you know, like glitter happy. This is like
just sand.
This is sand, and it's like really hard to vacuum up. And it's, you can get it from ruinedays.com. Or if you're not into that, you can send old candles and they'll think.
It's called like, what? Ruinedays.com?
That is terrible.
You send it, what's the cake?
Hold on. Or you can go to prankcandles.com and send them like a really good vanilla smelling candle. Except for what? Except for when they light it.
It stabs you.
It stabs you.
No, it shoots off. I don't even want to say what it smells like.
Have a terrible
like.
Day.
Here's how they describe it. When they light it, it smells like.
When they light it, it smells like wet farts and bad breath.
That's disgusting.
That's terrible.
That's so terrible. That's don't do that. House. But I mean, yeah.
That was
that's,
rude.
What was it. The, did those you say, was story. It Ryan Adams or Brian Adams?
Brian.
Okay, that's the bad one. Okay. I just making sure.
What do you mean?
I just wanted to make sure. Because Ryan Adams is the cool one. Brian Adams is the cheesy one.
Oh, that's not the good one you like? That's why I said it with such enthusiasm.
No.
Ryan Adams is cool.
Yeah, we like Ryan.
Yeah, Brian.
The dated Mary Anymore.
That's the one we like. Brian is.
I got my first real six string.
That one. Yeah.
I got my first real six string.
Oh. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Pretty Woman.
Which one's from Canada?
This one.
This one. Yeah.
Okay.
But this one also did the Robin Hood song.
It's kind of a jam, though.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
This was like a song.
Yeah, it really was.
I used to listen to this. I dedicated it to Willow, my old girlfriend on the radio once.
Willow?
Look into my eyes. You see what you mean to me. Search your heart. Search your soul.
This is from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
And when you find me there, you search no more.
Sing it, Bones.
Tell me it's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth fighting for.
But is it?
You know it's true. Everything I do, I do it for you.
Alright, let's get the drums in here.
That sounds so jam.
Let's turn it up.
Can I turn it up? That's later on. It just comes in with a little one here.
Oh, yeah.
Later on, it's like, I grab for you. I grab for you. Man, that was a jam.
Wow.
Not really. All right.
Yeah, that's my pile.
Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 23. Do you know that song?
You
ever, just
yeah,
yell. She didn't even have a microphone there.
I know.
Our studio's so old, they just took away her microphone.
Yell really loud.
Yes, I do know that song.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. There's Amy's pile. That's the morning corny. Yeah, there you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's now time. Ba-ba-ba. Drum roll, please. I, over the course of the last 2 weeks or so, started this list of artists with the intention of hopefully you would listen and go, hey, I like that. I'm going to go check that out. These are artists that I say are very underrated. And they can be rated super high, but I still think, wow, they're kind of underrated. At number 10 was Brandi Clark.
Since you've gone to heaven.
Craig Campbell at 9.
Lord, when I die.
Luke Bryan at 8. Charlie Worsham at 7. Cody Johnson at 6.
With you, I am.
So there we have it. We're there. We're now in the top 5. It's like, wow, who's it going to be? Like, America was waiting. At number 5 was Lauren Alaina. Because, man, can she sing.
If you trust your
The passionate artist Kip Moore was at number 3.
In the sunlight, I'm trucking a field.
and a girl in a red sundress with a nice cold beer.
Aubrey Sellers' distinctive voice, meaning her perspective, was at number two. Three. Yeah, now I'm mixed up. Give me numbers. Three. Eric Church is at two.
Catch me around.
It's close to putting Church at number one. It's close. So I'm going to tell you, because you guys had guessed who you thought would be number one. The guesses were Chris Jansen from Lunchbox and Amy and Eddie had picked unsigned artist Brandon Ray.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you you're both wrong.
Oh, wow.
So you can take another shot.
I want another shot.
Okay, in my opinion, the most underrated artist in country music. Now, you can be rated at any level, and you can still be underrated. Like, Luke is the biggest artist in our format. But I think as the artist side of it, the songwriter part of it, the musician, like, Luke is very underrated. That's why I put him on the list.
I got it.
Lunchbox. Okay.
Since you put it that way, Garth Brooks.
Yeah, okay, Garth Brooks is the greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time.
He just said no matter what level you were on, you can be underrated. Greatest,
right? Not it.
Anyway. Close, though.
I'm going to go with a female.
No!
Go ahead.
I'm going to go Cam. Brian Haas.
Cam.
Come on, Cam.
Cam is the most underrated of all
time. Underrated.
Okay, here we go. Show me Cam.
Oh, I'm ready.
Goodness. Amy.
Bring it. Miranda Lambert. Yeah.
Huh.
What up?
Again.
What?
Wins all the awards. But
yeah, it wins every award out there.
I mean, so Luke wins Luke. A lot of awards. Yeah.
Stop.
So does Garth. Well, you made fun of Garth.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
George Strait.
The most underrated artist in country music. Brothers Osborne. I'm talking about the whole package. Can sing, John plays, TJ sings. They literally shake the roof off of buildings when they play. Find me a witness who can testify. They put an 8-minute guitar solo at the end of this song. And they got away with it. And then they put it on TV. And yeah, they've won the CMA for Best Duo. Not a lot of duos, but they've won Best Duo, but it was a surprise both times. They're like, whoa, wow. But they are, in my opinion, the most underrated artist in country music. Brothers Osborne, I don't have a trophy, but you are fantastic. I don't care if it gets any hotter. It's you. Anybody have any dispute with that?
No.
No, good job.
I'm going to drop a pie off at their place. First, congratulations on being the most underrated
Amy does live next door to one of them.
In country music.
Literally live next door.
Yeah. Good one, Bones.
Wow. Are you surprised that you didn't think it was going to be them?
Yes.
Looking back.
Yes.
Good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's what I do. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Gonna go, but I want to say thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. If you missed any of this show, you can search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes and hear the whole show. Or on iHeartRadio, hear the whole show. I'm gonna put up an entire podcast and just a little bit about my top 10 most underrated artists and explain why from 10 to 1. So I feel like music. My whole underrated artist list is completely subjective. It's just my opinion. Being around it, being close to it, getting to see it in a different way than a lot of people do. I mean, I get to watch it 1 inch away and also 100 miles away, so it's pretty cool for me to be able to do that. But podcast will go up really soon, a Bobbycast. And Devin Dawson, I think, is coming by to the podcast tomorrow, so it'll be good. Just search Bobbycast. Same places, iHeartRadio and iTunes. Have a good rest of the Tuesday. We'll catch you guys on Wednesday. Be good. Be nice to people out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.